I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mary Ann Winkowski joins the Jen and Tim show. Mary Ann, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, we're so good to be doing and glad to be talking to you. How have you been?
Crazy like everybody else, stuck in the house.
I know.
Well, Mary Ann, we're excited. You're going to be able to talk to some people for us today. When people reach out to you for help, what exactly do you do for them?
So when somebody calls, because I'm a paranormal investigator, I determine if they have a ghost in the house or squirrels in the attic. If they do, then I give them suggestions to try, or they can have me come out, talk to them and find out who they are, why they're there, and send them into the light that they lost after they died.
Bobby, you're on with Mary Ann Winkowski on the Jen and Tim Show. Go right ahead.
Two different dogs I've had. And they go at the end of the bottom of the stairway, and they look up, and they just start barking. And this has been going on off and on for years. So I decided when I heard this, I'd call in and see if there was a spirit in my house.
Well, you actually do have a spirit in your house. It's a woman, but she looks like she's pretty comfortable. Right now, she is not on the steps. Right now, she is in your kitchen. She's
okay.
Leaning against the, what is that, the toaster out on the sink?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's leaning right by the toaster.
And oh, my gosh.
She just seems pretty comfortable. You know, she's not very old. She looks maybe to be 45, 50. And from the way she's dressed, I would say she probably died in the 60s. So this may be somebody you know. This may not be somebody you know. 99% of the houses that I do, the homeowner does not know who the ghost is, because why would your relatives do this to you? So let me make a suggestion.
Okay.
If you're affiliated with any kind of organized religion, it never hurts to have the house blessed by an ordained priest or minister. Just do not start throwing holy water around. Because if you've got an earthbound spirit in your house, that makes them very angry. The other thing that you can do is get a smudge stick, and that's what Native American Indians use, and it works. It will make her lethargic. She will not retaliate, and you will see a difference, and at least your dog will stop barking.